Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Shalom, 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 people of God. Shalom, shalom, people of God. We are in a house of a prayer, healing sermons and a prayer house. Yes, healing sermons and a prayer house. Healing sermons and a prayer house is a prophetic and deliverance radio broadcast channel. All is for the glory of God. People of God, I would like to inform you that this service is live broadcasted on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Podbean. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Yes, where you are, my brother, my sister, raise up your voice. Begin to say, thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your care. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your blessing. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jehovah. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Thank the Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. People of God, today the Lord Jesus Christ is going to bless us through His word. Yes, the title of the dedicate of today, people of God, is the rapture, tribulation, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have seen yesterday the rapture. Today, by the grace of God, we are going to introduce the tribulation, but we're going to summarize the rapture and we carry on. We are on this sermon until next week by the grace of God. Be connected, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you. Our God is good. And all the time, our God is good. Hallelujah. Merci, Seigneur. Where you are, raise up your voice and pray like this. My Father, I thank you for the breath of life you have given me today. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your deliverance. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your kindness. You have blessed me today. I am blessed today because you love me. I am blessed today because you deliver me. I am blessed today because you save me. I am blessed today because you heal me. I am blessed today because you provide. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, I am blessed today because you deliver me. I am blessed today because you love me. I'm blessed today, Lord, because you save me. I am blessed today because you have given me the breath of life. I am blessed today because you provide. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. My brother, my sister, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He is honoring your prayer. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. People of God, as I was saying, the title of the dedicated today is the rapture, the tribulation, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is part two. Yesterday, it was part one. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister. He loves you. Our God is good. And all the time, our God is good. He will never abandon you. He will never forsake you. Remember, He loves you. Yes. Today, Jesus Christ is teaching someone to understand, yes, the mystery of the kingdom of God. Why the rapture? I was explaining, it is like America. When there is a war in a foreign land, in a foreign country, America, what he does is to send the plane, to send the plane and to take all his people, okay? Let's give an example. When there is a problem, when there is a trouble in a country, a given country, America, what it does is to send his plane, and to deliver or to rescue his people. Do you understand? And the Bible is saying, what is happening in this world, in the nature, in this nature, it should be a lesson for us to understand the spiritual world. We understand the spiritual world easily by the time we try to understand what is happening naturally. So, the rapture is that mystery, that saves the children of God, okay, to escape the wrath to come. And they send this very well. It is a mystery. The rapture is a mystery that saves children of God to escape the wrath to come. We have read, my brother, my sister, yesterday that there is a wrath to come. And God loves you, He loves us, and what He does is to make you escape, okay? To escape the wrath to come. Why? Because Jesus Christ loves us. It's like your parent, when they know that there is a fire, in the house, the parent, what they do, number one, is to rescue the family, is to rescue the children, isn't it? Yes, they take the children, the little child or the little children, out of the house because the house is in fire. It's the same apply. God has prepared the rapture to rescue you, to rescue me, to rescue us from the wrath to come. Every day, you and I, we think about business. We think about families. We think about marriages. Every day, my brother, my sister, we think about money, how to get to be rich, how to get money. Every day, we think about money. We think about job opportunities. Every day, we think about how to get clients, but we forget to think every day about rapture. This is dangerous. Try to think, my brother. Try to think. I'm trying to revive your consciousness. Every day when you wake up, you think about how to get money. You think about how to be in good term with your husband, with your wife. But you forget to be in a good term with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Every day we Christian, we need to check or to self, okay, to auto-evaluate our life. We need to auto-evaluate our spiritual life. We need to ask question, my brother, my sister, if today Jesus Christ comes, if today, right now, Jesus Christ comes, will I be saved? Will I be taken? That's it is. Because Jesus Christ loves you, He loves us. He said, He's coming. There is a difference between the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the rapture. It's two different events. It's not the same thing. The first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it was by the time He came through Maria, through Mary. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. He came physically. The second coming, it will also be physically. That is the word of God. We are going to read all in this teaching. My brother, my sister, you and I, we need to understand that God loves us. That is why He has prepared the mystery of the rapture to deliver His children, to rescue His children. Why? Because there is a wrath to come. That wrath will be handled by the devil, will be handled by Lucifer. You know about the mark of the beast. The enemy of this world, of the children of God, he's busy preparing, organizing himself in order to have all tools and to stand against the children of God. God loves you, He loves us. That is why He has prepared the rapture. My brother, my sister, that day of the rapture, you may go, and your child will remain, your children will remain, or you will go and your husband may remain, or your mother, or your sister, your brother, even your pastor. The rapture is spiritual, but the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is physical. When Jesus Christ is coming, you're going to see Him from the air, okay, up to the ground. You're going to see. The Bible is saying you and I, we're going to judge the world. You and I, we will come with the angel of God, with Jesus Christ, to come down. That is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to read all, biblically speaking. Okay? But when we talk about the rapture, we need to understand this very well. Please don't forget to download this sermon, part one, yesterday. You go to the website, www.themosthighgod.org. Please go there and download it. Download the sermon. It is very important, because by the time you download it, you're going to listen to it. Okay, let me send it on the, you are following on YouTube, let me send it. Or you are following on Facebook, let me send the website address, www.themosthighgod.org. Yes. Yes. Please go there and download. Yes, I'm just sending it for you to see the details and download the healing sermon. The healing sermon. Yes, by the time you go there, yes, it is scrolling on the screen on our channel, TV channel. Yes, by the time, my brother, my sister, you go there, you're going to find healing sermons. Yes, search for the rapture. It's the sermon of yesterday, part one. Today it is part two. But I'm just doing the summary, and I'm going to introduce a little bit the tribulation, and we're going to continue tomorrow about the tribulation, and next week it will be about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But understand this very well. Let us take our Bible, people of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from 13 to 18. Be connected, people of God. Welcome, Sister Jonina. I can see here in the house of God, PBG85, Joel Veboa, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Let us read here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from 13 to 18. I begin to read in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brothers and sisters, we are informed about those who sleep in death, so that you don't grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. Verse 14. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. Hallelujah. Verse 15. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we are still alive. Who are left until the coming of the Lord. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, okay, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Verse 18. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. My brother, my sister, let us bow our head and pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, marvelous and precious Father, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you, Jehovah, King of Glory, for your love and your word. Your word blesses. Your word delivers. Your word heals. Your word saves. Your word fortifies. Thank you, Jehovah, for today. We know that everything that we are doing for the glory of your word, it is not in vain. Because you are coming very soon to fetch us and to go back to our home. Thank you, Jehovah, for this promise you have given to your children, to us, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Say amen, my brother, my sister, where you are. Applaud for the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Yes, my brother, my sister, we understand that the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from 13 to 18, is talking about the rapture. He said, if your brother or your sister dies, but in Christ, Apostle Paul is saying, it is not death, it is sleeping. It is sleeping, it's not death. By the time Jesus Christ the Messiah comes, for the rapture, those who are sleeping, which the world is calling dead, they will raise up first. And then you and I, still alive in the body, I mean, because our body is living, our spirit is living, isn't it? Hallelujah. We are going to the air and to meet Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We go to the air and to meet Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My brother, my sister, during the rapture, Jesus Christ is not coming on the ground. During the rapture, Jesus Christ is waiting for us in the air. During the rapture, there will be a trumpet. And then you and I, we have to listen to the trumpet, the voice of the trumpet. The voice of the trumpet, my brother, my sister, is a code. Is a code of the believer. Is a code of those who are going to be taken to join Jesus Christ, the husband. Because you are the wife. You are the bride. When you go to the air, after receiving the call through the trumpet, okay, you meet Jesus Christ. We meet Jesus Christ in the air. But the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we see that we're going to understand it. Jesus Christ will come from the air to the ground. And he will be there with you and I and with the angel. That is why the Bible is saying you and I, we're going to judge the world. But here we are talking about the rapture. Don't confuse. Yes, don't confuse. There is no confusion. Yes, you should avoid that confusion. It's dangerous. There is a difference between the rapture and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. A person who is dead in Christ, he is not dead. He is just sleeping. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he's coming there in the air, the angel, archangel, will ring the trumpet. And the trumpet is that code for the believer. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the code of the trumpet be understood. Christ, open my spiritual eyes, O Lord, to see Jesus Christ coming from the air. Open my spiritual ears, O Lord, to hear the trumpet ringing, to hear the sound of the trumpet, whether I sleep, whether I'm busy dreaming or having vision, going to work, walking, or bathing, or drinking, or eating, or praying. I want, O Lord, my ear to listen to the trumpet, to listen to the sound of the trumpet, to listen to the voice of the trumpet in the day, in the night, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. This is very important, my brother, my sister. The Bible is saying that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is coming like a thief. Like a thief. So you and I, we do not know when he's coming. What we need to do is to be ready. Get ready. Get ready. When you say get ready, it's not to get ready tomorrow. We need to get ready today. Tomorrow belongs to God. And tomorrow it is after 1 second. Tomorrow it is after 1 second. Right now. Tomorrow it is after 1 second. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. Okay? Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the master of circumstance and time. He knows the time. You don't know the time. We are following the timing of God in the prophetic dimension. You and I, we need to be in the prophetic dimension in order to understand the timing of God. My brother, my sister, this is very important. We need to be in the prophetic dimension in order to understand the timing of God. Raise up your voice and pray. We are about to finish. Oh Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help me, oh Lord, to be in the prophetic dimension, in the prophetic dimension, in the prophetic dimension, in order to understand the calling, in order to understand the voice of the trumpet. Make me, O Lord, in the prophetic dimension, in order to understand the timing of the Holy Ghost, the timing of the Holy Ghost, the timing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Pray again like this. My Father, I pray, O Lord, let your mercy make me a wise virgin. Let your mercy make me a wise virgin. Pray like that. This is prophetic. It's very important. Let your mercy make me a wise virgin. A wise virgin. Understand this very well. The wise virgin has a lamp. Inside the lamp, he puts oil. Oil, oil. To maintain the lamp to work. The lamp must shine. Your lamp must shine. The Spirit of God in you must continue shining. It must not be quenched. Let there be enough oil in your lamp. Let there be enough oil in your lamp. Let there be enough oil in my lamp. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I am busy waiting for the Messiah, During the rapture, I want my lamp to continue shining. I want your lamp to continue shining. I want your lamp to continue shining. Put enough oil, put enough oil. This is prophetic. Someone is asking, what is the oil here? My brother, my sister, the oil here, and they said this very well. Is the quantity or the level of your faith. Enough oil, enough faith, your faith. You see what's happening in the time of Laodicea, we understand that the people, they are lukewarm. Lukewarm, they are not cold, they are not hot. Jesus Christ said, he's gonna vomit those who are lukewarm. In the time of the rapture, what will happen? When you and I, we are lukewarm, we will not be able to listen to the calling, to listen to the sound of the trumpet. You may be in your bedroom, you may be at work, you may be in the church, you may be sleeping, dreaming, but you will not escape the sound of the prophet in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. I will not escape the sound of the trumpet, the sound of the trumpet. I will not forget the sound of the trumpet. I will listen, I will hear the sound of the trumpet, and I will obey to the calling of God for the rapture. You will obey to the calling of God for the rapture. My brother, my sister, be connected in the name of Jesus Christ. You and I, by the grace of God, we will obey to the calling of God for the rapture. You will obey to the calling of God for the rapture. You will obey to the calling of God through the sound of the trumpet in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray for our ears to be used to the sound of the trumpet. I pray for my ears to be used to the sound of the trumpet. I pray for your ears to be customized to hear the sound of the trumpet in the day, in the night, in the vision, in the dream, at the working place, during the wedding celebration, in the church, wherever you are, wherever you will be. I pray, let the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth customize your spirit of God, customize your ear to be able to listen to the trumpet, to be able to listen to the trumpet, the angel, archangel, will sound the trumpet, and only those who have been chosen for the rapture will listen to the trumpet. Not everyone. Those who are lost, they will not listen to the trumpet. Only for you and I. The trumpet is a sound, is a call for the believer to be taken to the air, to be taken for the rapture. That trumpet will sound and it will be only for you and I. Not those who are not chosen. Anyone who is not chosen will not be able to listen to the sound of the trumpet. The sound of the trumpet is the call, is a call of a believer in order to be taken. When you listen to the sound of the trumpet, you will not harden your heart. Whether you are sleeping or whether you are asleep, meaning that dead physically in the graveyard, your body will be transformed. Your body will be transformed. As we have read in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from 13 to 18. Your body will be transformed. Will be transformed and to be what we call a glorified body. A glorified body. And those who will be alive, you and I, still alive, by the time the trumpet will ring, you and I will be transformed. For the second, number two, because number one, it will be those who are asleep, meaning that dead physically, okay? They will be transformed spiritually and to have a glorified body. Then you and I, still alive, will be transformed and to meet Jesus Christ in the air. There we're going to meet Jesus Christ in the air. Why Jesus Christ is going to take you? It is because there will be a wrath to come. The devil is preparing a wrath. The devil is preparing trouble, tribulation. The devil is preparing a great tribulation. He's preparing death in disorder. The devil is preparing destruction. The devil is preparing the mark of the beast. The devil is preparing every game which will destroy people and force people to worship him. God loves you. He loves us. That is why he is organizing the rapture, which is the mystery only for the believer to be taken, okay, and to escape the wrath to come. Because there is a wrath coming, and very soon. Please read what's happening in the world. Read the news. Understand what's happening. We are already at the end of the end time. We are at the end of the end time. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has revealed to me, we are already at the end of the end time. The end time started since the day of the Pentecost. Hallelujah. Since the day of the Pentecost, we are at the end of the end time. Jesus Christ is coming like a thief. He's coming like a thief. We do not know when he's coming. We do not know. He may come in the day. He may come in the night. He may come during your dream time. He may come during your waking time. Why are we wasting our time for things of this world that we are going to live here? Try to see yourself. You might have lost a brother. You might have lost a sister. You might have lost a mother or a father. Try to think about them. They have left many things, isn't it? And they died. They can't even fight for them. They have died. They can't even fight for those things. Sister. So why are we trying to gain everything of this world at the same time we neglect eternal life? It does not make any sense, my brother, my sister, to earn things of this world, popularity, honor, money, riches, and we miss the rapture. It does not make sense, my brother, my sister. Try to examine yourself. Evaluate yourself. We have finished today. We're going to continue tomorrow. Remember, we are in this sermon until next week. If the Lord continues to protect us, we are talking about the rapture. We're going to talk about the tribulation. We're going to talk about the second coming of the Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. Our God is good. Allow me now to introduce this message in French. We are already late. Our God is good. And all the time, our God is good. Remember, my brother, my sister, we are going to continue this service tomorrow by the grace of God from 1 p.m. South Africa time. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the God of love. He loves you. He loves us. He loves everyone in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you have done. Thank you, Jehovah, for your love, for your kindness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bless you, my brother, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless everyone here. May the word of today catch your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. May the word of today catch your heart in the name of Jesus Christ, and to make amend, and to make amend with the Holy Ghost, reconciliation with the Holy Ghost, reconciliation with the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. Should you have any prayer request, do not hesitate to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon, yes, to the following number, +27 62 7 9 1 6 1 6 7. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Please contact me via WhatsApp. I will advise you to strengthen your spirit and to be always connected with the Holy Ghost. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. It is time to prepare now this service. Yes, in French. Our God is good. Applaud for the Holy Ghost, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today. Go check out Healing